The Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals face off tonight in the annual NHL Winter Classic. The game's been pushed back because of rain. Gemma Hooley reports that in preparation for the event, Pittsburgh's Heinz Field has undergone a transformation from football gridiron to outdoor hockey rink.
Ask any player what it's like to skate outdoors and they'll all give you that look. The look Penguins forward Michael Rupp has right now. A secret smile, a faraway gaze, a quick trip back to childhood games on frozen ponds.
Did you ever go swimming in the nude? It's kind of similar to that, I guess. It's it's freeing experience. Like, you're just in there and you got the air around you. You can see it. Just, it's a pretty cool feeling.
But the Winter Classic is no backyard skate. It's a competitive regular season game, which means the outdoor ice has to match indoor quality. NHL Ice Master Dan Craig has been out here for a week now, spraying paper-thin layers of hot water to build dense ice. He makes it sound a whole lot simpler than it is.
I put water in an ice cube tray and I put it in a freezer. And I take a whole bunch of those ice cube trays and I put them down and I make a hockey rink out of them.
Don Renzulli is the special events chief for the NHL. His job is to create iconic visual moments for these outdoor games.
Without snow this year was a little bit difficult, so we have a lot of the fake snow out there. We've painted grass. There'll be strobes going off underneath the fake snow that you'll see. And then at the end of the anthems, we'll have pyro going off on the top of the building.
With the ice built and the stage set, it comes down now to nature's thermostat. Renzulli and Craig have been poring over radar maps and barometric pressure readings.
Yeah, there's rain. They're calling for rain, but we're looking now for rain patterns. So if we can get a pocket of, you know, 3-4 hours in there, you know, that's what we're looking for right now.
The rink crew and ice truck can deal with some rain and with higher than normal temperatures. But the players wear visors, and seeing the 100-mile-an-hour puck in pouring rain will be tough.
It's like your windshield. If you don't turn the windshield wipers on, sometimes you can't see. We want to make sure they're safe. And I think we also want to make sure that this is right for the fans.
Outside the stadium, fans in hockey jerseys crane for a glimpse of the action.
So it sounds like they're doing a sound check, and it's getting a little louder and louder and louder. And they're also doing a little bit of light check around the stands, so it's a great day.
Inside, on the clean ice sheet, Washington Capitals defenseman Carl Alsner had a chance to skate in the team's only practice before the big game.
It's just different. I think just getting that wind in your face, I just like to feel a breeze. I like to, you know, it's pretty much like you're just a little kid again, and that's, you know, that's where so many guys grew up learning their hockey.
Both teams will take those childhood lessons learned onto the ice with them in Pittsburgh as fierce competitors, eyes cast skyward. For NPR News, I'm Gemma Hooley.
This is NPR News.